Are you recording?
I'm recording.
Why?
Recording.
Go ahead. Any question you want to ask about the last 87 years of the world? Jacob, you two are going to, you're going to be on this, on this too. Everybody gets a question.
Oh, man. Come on. 87 years? That's a lot of...
That's a long time.
When I had a very, very beautiful jeunesse, comment tu dis?
Youth.
Very, very beautiful.
Tell us the story of, I think it was one of your sisters and the gasoline, and she lit a match and then everything blew up.
Two young girls like this, yeah, you know? Two young girls and singing and thinking about the ball. In 1 hour, it was a dance, you know? They were talking and a young girl come and say, because in our country, we clean wool and delicate silk in the gasoline.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but it's not the gasoline. Not the gasoline like here. C'est comme de l'alcool. He let clean everything.
Like alcohol?
No, it's gasoline. But the gasoline there, it was like pure, transparent like water, you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah. And just, even if you got pleat, everything intact. You dip your dress, you do two or three things like this, and you hang on the sun, you know? We had a line.
How weird.
And everything, the costume of Pepe, all.
Really?
Yeah.
And out in
Everything come clean, like a dry cleaner.
Isn't that weird?
Everything was pressed and everything. And
would it be like was it dipping expensive? It in rubbing alcohol?
Yeah.
Was it expensive?
No. It was from the car. The car was using that. But it was the clean gasoline. Very clean gasoline.
Interesting.
And the girl come just before supper, suppose, parce que the dance was after supper. And she said, oh, I want a gasoline to clean my dress, she said to my cousin. And she said, but I am not supposed to serve gasoline when it's closed. The store was closed. She come by the back, you know. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, please, because my dress is too dirty. I cannot go to dance with my dress. Finally, my cousin said, okay, but shut your mouth. Yes. Come. And they take a candle, you know, and they went to the garage.
A candle.
Eh?
A candle, okay.
A candle, yeah. And they went to the garage, you have to turn like this, and go to the garage and open the robinator. So, come on, faucet?
The gas nozzle.
Yeah. Comme ça. And bang! Oh my God.
I never heard that story.
Eh?
I never heard that story.
Oh, no.
I was thinking another one.
They fall on their back, and
lucky they didn't die.
Eh?
Seriously.
It's lucky they didn't
die. Lucky they were okay.
Yeah, I know.
And sure, the thing, the comment you appelle, la grosse bouteille, blow, eh?
Exploded.
The grocery store?
And the roof was off. The roof was off. And my father got his car inside. Beautiful Fiat.
Oh my God.
The shed roof blew off?
Yeah.
The roof of the shed blew off?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And the car was in fire. And just somebody come, I don't know who come, and say, push the car outside, push the car out. On the back, and we pushed the car where we could, and after that it was little descent, and we let go of the car.
Oh my gosh!
And so it went down the hill?
Yeah, it was not, it was my backyard, it was little bit like this.
Oh my gosh!
And my father came, he heard all the noise, he came, he said, in Spanish, he never speaks Spanish, but when he's mad, he was a little bit mad. He speaks Spanish like Lucy and son mari. Mm-hmm. When he's mad, he was homie de la cosa, and my father the same thing. He says,
like Ricky Ricardo.
Que burras que son las mozas. Ça veut dire, quelles sont bêtes ces demoiselles.
They're stupid girls.
So, yeah, stupid girls. Et bien, c'est tout ce qu'il a fait. Il a dit, ok, appelez ceux qui s'occupent du feu. On a appelé ceux qui s'occupent. Il n'y avait pas des pompiers, évidemment, mais il y avait des gens qui s'occupaient. Et l'auto, elle a fini de brûler. The car finished to burn. And since then, the car stayed on the backyard. Until we got married and everything, the car was still.
Oh my gosh.
Could you drive it at all or no?
No.
Like it was all burned down.
No, it was burned.
It was probably like a.
Oh my gosh.
It was a nice Fiat, you know?
It was your dad's Fiat.
Yeah. It was a long car, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we had fun. And no more Fiat. And my mom said, now I got the last word. You will never in your life buy a car.
Said that to your dad?
Yeah. Because my mom didn't want him to buy a car. Mm. And that he was...
Your poor dad. He finally had a car.
He really didn't need a car. But he had a friend who got a car. Alors, I got a car.